On our altar there, we can see that great symbol of the Christian faith, the cross. And later in the service today, we will again remember that great sacrifice. As we break the bread, we remember his broken body. And as we partake of the wine, we remember his shed blood. But what a great sacrifice and demonstration of supreme love and forgiveness that was. It said that the cross is given to us. It was given to us to help us today and tomorrow with the assurance of forgiveness of sin and a new life. But it doesn't end there, because you remember in our reading, Jesus said this: if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross daily, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. That's quite a big challenge to all of us, to take up our cross daily and to follow Jesus in a way that he would have us live. Somebody has said that this idea of carrying the cross is that we should want our Christianity to really count in our life and to make following, pleasing, and serving him the chief aim and ambition of our lives. I think it was beautifully summed up by Timothy Dudley Smith in one of his great hymns, and he has the line, "Self on the cross and Christ upon the throne." That's a pretty good description of self-denial. It's no longer just our self-will, but pleasing Christ and seeking his plan and purpose for our lives. Somebody once wrote these words to somebody who was attempting to live the Christian life, but somehow or other it wasn't working out. And this is what he received in a letter from a very loving and experienced Christian. "I wonder if you are finding religion a rather meaningless and boring exercise. You feel it ought to mean something and make a difference, but you have to admit that honestly it does not seem to be doing so. Could the reason be that you have never got lost, never committed yourself wholeheartedly to Jesus Christ? The Christian life is rather like a swimming pool. We don't really enjoy it if we just paddle about in the rather chilly way at the shallow end. The real enjoyment comes to those who take the plunge and commit themselves completely to the water. Those who have Christ in their hearts find their lives filled out with a sense of purpose, of real achievement and happiness." And that's a glorious promise. And I'm sure if we were just a small group in a circle, many of you here today would say, yes, that's true. It's been a sort of adventure. And you never know what new challenges we're going to be presented with. But if it's just our will, it doesn't seem to work out. But if we take our personalities and our dreams and ask Jesus himself for guidance, he will not only set us in the right direction, but will give us the power we need to carry out his will for our lives. But it's so important that we do our part, that we give and we seek to carry out his will. The other day I came across an old legend, which I'm going to share with you, because I think it makes this point of not being mean with what we give out as a result of our Christian faith. It's about a beggar and a prince. And the story goes like this. The beggar used to sit day after day on the curbside of the main road with a bowl on either side of him. One bowl contained some rice, the only food he could afford. The other was for the money given to him by passers-by. At nightfall each day, he would return home, carefully count out the money, and put what was left of the rice on one side for another day. One day he arrived at his usual place to find a huge crowd gathered, and he was told that the prince was to pass that way. The prince, he thought, why, if he were to see me and take pity, he might make me rich for life. So he edged his way forward to get a better view. He hadn't very long to wait, nor was he disappointed, for the prince stopped, saw him, and paused to speak directly to him. Eagerly, the old man thrust out his money bowl, hoping for a gift. But to his dismay, the prince ignored it and pointed to the other bowl and asked that he be given some rice. Grudgingly and sadly, the old beggar picked out two tiny, measly grains and handed it to the prince, who thanked him graciously and went on his way. Heartbroken, the old man left the scene and made his way home. He turned out the money bowl, and as there was rather more people there than usual in the crowd, there were quite a lot of copper, even some silver, but never any gold. Then he turned to the bowl of rice, and to his amazement, there at the bottom he found two shining gold coins. In a flash, he realized what had happened and what might have been. Too late, he saw his bitter, tragic mistake. He had reaped what he had sown. If only I'd given all the rice to the prince, he would have made me rich for life. Interesting little legend. And yet a challenge is in there for each one of us. To give of our all to Jesus Christ. See what he can make with the talents and gifts we have. And what a blessing we can bring to bring gold into the lives of others as well as ourselves. Until that day we realize that he wants the best for each one of us. And if we respond, we can truly know what it means to have enjoyed an abundant life. And maybe the challenge through Lent is perhaps to start each day asking, Lord, what do you want me to do today? To deny self and carry out your plans and purposes for my life. Amen.